Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
I was calling to get some information.
Okay.
How does it work with, and is this Family First?
This is Family First Care, ma'am.
Okay. So how does it work with Family First? I take care of my mom.
Okay. And what county does your mom reside in?
Delaware County.
So Delaware County payroll is every Friday. We pay time and a half for anything over 40 hours. And we are a licensed home care agency that's accepting participants at this time.
Okay. What is the pay rate?
It depends. How many hours does your mom get?
We do, I think it's about 70 hours.
How many caregivers for the 70? Only one or two?
Only one.
Is it you?
Yes.
What are you getting now so I can match that rate and offer you something higher?
Because
the state reimburses by county.
Okay. So. I'm at the highest pay rate for the county.
That's $13.50?
No, it's more than that.
Right,
because
since you're going to get, 30 hours worth of overtime, your rate in Delaware County should be anywhere between $12.50 to $13.50 an hour. And then the following 30 hours is time and a half, so it bumps you up to almost $20 an hour. So if you're getting a flat rate of anything higher, are you getting overtime?
No.
Exactly. So that's why they're paying you at a higher rate. They're paying you possibly at a higher rate because you're not getting overtime. But with us, you're going to get overtime. You're going to get time and a half for the remaining 30 hours. So instead of paying you a flat rate of $15, $16, you're going to go up to $19 every single hour after the first 40. So you're better off with the overtime.
So if she needs to have... let's just say increased time. How does that work, like if she needed more hours?
So what I will do, if I take in the referral and assist you transferring services, while we got the service coordinator on the line, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And then based on what you tell me, I'm going to advocate for her to get more time based on her needs. So by the time she does the changes over to us, she's going to come with a new care plan that's been adjusted with the new time growth.
Okay.
So we'll knock two birds off in one stone.
I'm listening. I'm just hearing what you're saying.
Yeah. You're going to continue to clock in and out, so there's no lapse in services for your mom and no lapse in pay for you until we officially take over. The state will notify your agency, so you don't even need to let them know that you're leaving them. The state will tell them,
okay,
Today's your last day with this participant. They're no longer, you're no longer servicing this patient.
Do a coordinator come out to the house and visit with her?
No,
or?
She already did that. They already did their home visit. And the nurse is scheduled to go to your mom's house once a year. So I don't know where are you? In that assessment year, but the coordinators do not come out unless they have to do a change. Like if your mom says, hey, I'm doing really bad. I need medical supplies. I need a hospital bed. They'll come into the home to see if the physical need is in fact real, because that's what they're confirming, if her health has in fact deteriorated, and to ask for the referrals for all the hospital equipment she's going to need. So that's the only time that they'll come back into the home, unless it's the visiting nurse that has to come out and do a reassessment once a year.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me process. Let me think. If I have some more questions, I'll give you a call back. But so far, it sounds good. Sometimes when you've been where you are for so long, you're kind of hesitant about making the changes.
Yeah. You're not binded to any agency. You could always go back. You're not binded.
Oh, okay.
Binded means that you don't have to stay with that agency, and there's hundreds of agencies. Mm-hmm. What you need to be looking for is the rate of return, how much you're getting paid, and how do they service you. You know, how's their payroll? Are they on time? Are they quick to respond to your mom's needs? Do you have any difficulties communicating with your service coordinator? That's what you want to keep in mind when you're looking for an agency, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my direct number. You're going to call me if you have any other questions, and I'm here to assist you, okay?
Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
Give me a moment.
Yep. What's your name, ma'am?
Actually, Paula.
Miss Paula. I'm Jasmine.
Good to meet you. I am actually driving as we speak, but, of course, hands-free. So I need to get to a spot where I can pull over and take this.
Take your time. Take your time, Ms. Paula.
I just happened to hear the commercial on the radio.
Yep. Yeah, we're number one right now in the state and one of the highest paying agencies. So this would be the time.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me zoom into this, is that a friend of mine is going to be looking for someone soon for his mom, and I just happened to hear that. And I'm like, wait a minute, let me call for me. Let me take care of me first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, I'll pass the information on.
If you pass the information along, I'll give you a bonus for that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. With the agency, if I wanted to do or not do additional provide service for someone else, is that possible?
If you wanted to be a caregiver for someone else, absolutely. You can add yourself to our caregiver list. So, like, let's say, Paula, that your mom lives in an area where other seniors need help.
Uh-huh.
If you bring them on board, I'll give you a sign-on bonus for them. We'll get them onto services, and you could be the aide to get paid to take care of them.
Okay.
Or if I have patients, right, in your area, in Delaware County, I can put you on the caregivers list. The coordinators will call you. They'll say, hey, Paul, I have a patient that's really close to your mom's house. Would you like to take it? It's 4 hours a day. You decide then you'll be like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll fit that patient in.
Well, you're saying something good here.
Yeah, there's always room for you to add more time to get more full-time work.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially if you got extra time. Like, if you're not servicing your mom, like, in overnight or on the weekends, mm-hmm. or if you're done and you have more time during the day, you could always call family first and say, Jasmine, do you have any patients available? I have, like, 6 hours available during the week, you know? Sometimes patients just need either someone to run an errand for them, and you're clocking in and mm-hmm. getting paid. Sometimes they just need you to go in and take out the trash or just go do mm-hmm. a laundry, something that doesn't require more than 3 hours worth or something that doesn't require an overnight stay. You can go perform the task, clock in and out, and guess what? You're adding more time to your pay. So.
Okay. That's good. Actually, I will probably be looking for something during the summer. During the summer months, like somewhere in the middle of June up until maybe up until school start. But once school starts, and if we could still fit something in between there somewhere, that would still be good.
Yeah, what you do is you speak to the coordinator that's going to be assigned to you, and you tell them, listen, I'm available from May to June, from this time to this time. It's going to change in September. You call them back in September. Hey, remove me from that schedule. Now I have this schedule available. So they're only going to match you with the schedule that you are able to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you got patients. You have patients that have all types of different needs. You got patients that don't want an early start. You have patients that need something in the later afternoon. You have patients that don't want people in the houses on the weekend. You got patients that do want some care in the weekend. So you're always going to be able to fit in into somebody's care plan. You're never going to be without work. So.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What other information would you need from me
Nothing. It's just you filling out the hiring application, filling out the W-2s, filling out your physician's medical clearance, and doing proof of residency, and submitting a TB form. If you already took a TB for your current agency, you can roll it over to us because they're good for up to 2 years. And your physical
okay,
as well.
I would have to do another one. That's been a, the TB's been a while, good while, but I just had a physical in November.
That you could roll over because that's good up to a year.
So let me, without bringing my mom on board, can I still work for your company?
Yes. Yes, I can add you to our caregiver list right now.
Oh, okay.
Paula, what's your last name?
Carter.
Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, and you are in Delaware yes. County. Do you have reliable transportation?
Yes.
How far are you willing to travel? Miss Paula, how far are you willing to travel?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't hear you. Say it again.
How far are you willing to travel? It's 2 minutes a mile. Just give me a mile radius.
Maybe 4 or 5.
4 to 5 miles?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Paula. I'm going to submit your information to the coordinators. Just let me know when you're ready to write down my information.
Okay. Let me get over here. All right, I'm ready.
My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N. And Ms. Paula, I can be reached directly at 267-551-7410. And this is Family First Care.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Call me if you need assistance with your mom, and I'm going to be adding you right now to our caregiver list. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right.